Shir Lamed Vavin Bava Kamo Yud Tevis Etov Shemem Gimel, December 26, 1982,
on Sunday. Now, this is reference to the case. Rashi says, "Pshita b'nechuse mocha l'chiach shemocha chidius ba'acheino v'inim ziboyim shiyay b'lefano." So yeah, it has reference to the case where the l'chiach, where the l'chiach rishon bought from the mazik, from the balchei, from the leve. So he bought the idias less. But the Likiach Rishon bought from the Leve all the three sons. But the Idias, he bought less. And then he resold it to the Likiach Shein. So Mocha Likiach Ben Zeboyes. Now he bought it first, all the three sons from the Leve. Then he sold it to the Likiach Shein. And he sold to the Likiach Shein the Benis and the Boyes, but he retained the Idias. Then they all come and they want to collect. So Leise Kule, the Nizek, and the Xuas Isho, the Isho, and the Malve, and they all can collect from the Idias that is in the Rishus of the Likiach Rishon, the Achenihi. So that's the halacha in the point of chosim shibodim makim sheish chosim lechayrin, and that also implies even if now, finally, ultimately, all of them are chosim shibodim, but the one who became the chosim shibodim, who became the chosim shibodim last, so all the obligees have a right, so can to collect from that because of the takone, or in foim khodim shibodim mokim shigas not ochev veise kolik mizis to achenri u beines vizibu yes lesne gabai di moce tu there is a loche that the Likeach can always say yevshim dachon is chachomim, but in this case he cannot say yevshim dachon is chachomim. Why can't he say yevshim dachon is chachomim? After all, he should say mocha Likeach ben vizibu yes vishir yes lefono. That means that the Baal Chayiv can also collect from the Idias, from the Likiach Rishon. But the question is, let Likiach Rishon say that Yevshim Dakon is Chachomi. Yevshim Dakon is Chachomi. So the Mele, since Yevshim Dakon is Chachomi, and what is the rights of the Baal Chayiv to collect from the Beinoness? Who has the Beinoness? The Likiach Sheini. So the Likiach Rishon should be able to be matche the Baal Chayiv and sending to the Likiach Sheini, because that's the field to which he's entitled. But you, it's lo kachidias ba'acheino, but let him say Yevshim Dakon is Chachomim. So the Gemara says no, he cannot say Yevshim Dakon is Chachomim. ובין אם זיבור יש לסנה גבי, דימות על מין מליגון, בין אם זיבור יש לחלוי דקן דרבונו. So, here he cannot say, יב שיב דקון יש חכומי. Why can't he say, יב שיב דקון יש חכומי? Why not? Because he has no, בין אם זיבור יש. So the pashtes aloshin of the Gemara is, that in order to say Yevshim Dakon is Chachomim, then the Likeach must be ready to pay the Baal Chayiv. But to say Yevshim Dakon is Chachomim, I'm not paying at all, that he cannot do. That's the Pashtus Aloshin. So Mele, in the case where the Likeach, let's say but Ziboyes, Beinoness and Idias, let's say on Sunday the Likiach Rishon bought the son of Ziboyes from the lady. Then on Monday he bought the Sade Bayans. On Tuesday he bought the Sade Indians. And then the three of them, they come. And they want to collect, and each one wants to collect. So the halacha is, the price says, so the price says that kulam nichnisu tachas abayim. Why? So the Gemara explained it. But after all, since the Sode Hidyas became the Chosim Mishabodi, less of all the Sodeids, so the Mele, even the Isha should be entitled to collect from the Hidyas, so and the Balchev should be able to collect from the Hidyas. So the Gemara says, because the whole reason is to why you have to collect from the Sode that was sold less is because of the takonet. So the Kiyach can say, the takonet was enacted by the Chachomim in order to accommodate me. I don't want, I'm waiving the takonet. It was enacted with takonet with divorce. So in that case, he is able to pay them. But he tells the Xuvas Isha, he tells the Isha, no, you collect from the boys. He tells the Balchev, you collect from the Bainis. That's the, you right to collect from the Bainis. So as long as he is willing to pay, but he is willing to pay with something inferior, with Bainis, so then he can say, Yeshulakon Chachomim. But in this case, if he would say, Yeshulakon Chachomim, so what would it mean? It would mean, he's not paying. Go to the Keach Sheni. I am not paying at all. He will tell the Balchei, you go to the Likeach Sheni, because he has the Beinanis. And I have, and your right is the Beinanis. And so Mele, and I'm not going to pay at all under such circumstances where he's not ready to fulfill his responsibility in any way. He cannot say Yev Shlekon Chachomim. When can he say Yev Shlekon Chachomim? If he gives up something. Now let's say the example. In Lizunis Veneisi, so in other words, the Chachomim or Misake, that the Maisiyodeo of the Isha should belong the services, the wages that a woman earns when she works should belong to that, she should give it to the husband. And this is in return for the support that the husband is to give his wife. So Mele, one is in return for the other, and it was done in order to accommodate the woman, not the man, but in order to accommodate the woman. So the woman has a right to say, in other words, I am giving up the rights that the Chachomim gave me. In other words, that I should demand support for my husband, I'm giving that up, I'm waiving that. But since I'm giving up that, so mainly I don't want to give all my wages that I made, that I earned, to my husband. So she's giving up something. So she can say she's giving up something, and then she acquires, she is eichet, what property belongs to her, because actually she earns money, it should belong to her, but the Chachomim made a special takonet, one in exchange for the other. So she's giving up the thing that Chachomim wanted to give her, and then she keeps that to which she's entitled. Masha'in came, in this case, if the Likeach Rishon would say, he wouldn't give up anything. What would he give up? He just would relieve himself of all responsibility. In such a case, we do not say Yev Shem Takonis Chachomim. We only say Yev Shem Takonis Chachomim if the person makes an offer to do his responsibility, to give up something. But just to say Yev Shem Takonis Chachomim and to take everything and not give up anything, under such circumstances, you cannot say Yev Shem Takonis Chachomim. All right, this is the plain pshat in the Gemara. Now, then, but the Miri, the Rav Miri, has the kasha. Why Does the Gemara say Pshite Mocha Lekeach Beinis Vizivuyes Vishia Lidias Lekonov Leise Kula Lidke Meidias Do Achreini Yilu Beinis Vizivuyes Les Negabei Di Motsal Meimal Gun Beinis Vizivuyes Nichum Takon Rabonov. But why shouldn't the Lekeach Rishin be able to say Yev Shin Takon Es Chachamim? So there are two Terutzi in the Bir. One Terutzi is, and that is the second Terutz, but I mentioned that first, because I mentioned that first because the Pashtus Loshon HaGemara tends to indicate like the second Teretz in the Rambam. So the second Teretz in the Rambam is that one can only say Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim if he makes an offer to discharge his responsibility. In other words, so in the case of Lokachidias Ba'acheinu, and he didn't sell the Sodeis to his Keach Shein, and then they all want to collect from the idiots. So the Gemara says, no. That kulam nichnus tachas abayim. Mochon leachod mishlish miodom keachod. Kulam nichnus tachas abayim. Why? Because in that case, he is giving up something. What is he giving up? He gives the balcheim. He gives bayonets. He's giving up. Mashiach came when he's not ready to do his responsibility, to give up something, just to say, Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim, I'll keep everything, and I'm not giving up anything. He cannot say, Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim. So, Memele, here, if the Lekeach Rishin would be able to say, Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim, so in effect, he will not be giving up anything. He'll just keep the ideas, and he'll send all the obligees, except for the Nizik, of course he has to pay. So he'll send the Isha and the Balcheiv, he'll send it to the Keach Sheini. So he's not ready to do his responsibility. So mainly he cannot say Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim. Then there is a first Teretz in the Ralamir. And the Ralamir says that one cannot say Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim if it's Chav Lachim. So in this case, after all, he is a Lekeach, and this Lekeach Sheini is also a Lekeach. So when the Chachomim, let's say, Reuben is the Levi, and he sold his Sodeis to Shimon, and then Shimon sold the Beinis and the Zivuyis, he sold to Levi. So if the Chachomim were Misakei Mitakone, of any Froim Chosim Shibodim, Bimokim Sheish Nochosim Nechayedim, so it's not the Chachomim were just eager to accommodate Shimon. The Chachomim doesn't make any difference, Shimon, Levi, whoever it is, to accommodate the Lekeach. Here we have two Lokachim. So if he'll say, Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim, it will be to his advantage and to the detriment of the Lekeach Sheini. So where it's Chav Lachin, one cannot say, Lekeach cannot say, Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim, if it's Chav Lachin. So, I mean, you can ask, so it's always Chav Lachine in the case of Mochon, Leachod Leshlishem Yodom Keachod Kulom Nichnus Tachas Abayli, and the Isha wants to collect from the Idias because the Idias was sold to the Likia Bacheino, and the Balcheiv wants to collect from the Idias, and then he says Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim, he tells the Balcheiv, no, you collect from the Beinis, not from the, it's also Chav Lachine, because he deprives the Balcheiv, the Likia deprives the Balcheiv of collecting from the Idias. The answer is, well, the fact that it is Chav to the Balcheiv, well, that's the Takon Es Chachomim, in other words, Chachomim were misaking against the Balcheim, and in order to protect the Lekeach. But if there is a Chav Lachine who is in the same situation, who is also a Lekeach, so then we don't say, Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim, if it's Chav Lachine who is in the same shoes, who is standing in the same shoes, who is equally a Lekeach. So just as the Chachomim wanted to protect the Lekeach Rishon, they were just as interested to protect Lekeach Sheini. So how can Lekeach Rishon say, Yev Shetakon Es Chachomim, and you collect from Lekeach Sheini? So that will be to the detriment of Lekeach Sheini. So the Chachomim will not be sacking Litakon Es Lekeach Rishon if it will be Chav to Lekeach Sheini. So there are two Tumutim in the in the Shir in the Rabamir. And even though the Rabamir mentions the Terutzin, but it appears from the Lashon of the Rabamir that he considers both as errors. In other words, there are two Terutzin as to why he couldn't say if she with a Kones Chacham. Now let's see the Lashon of the Rabamir. אוין קוס ברב אמיריזה וזהו ישני זה שלוקח שלישו קקויס ולוקח איגז באחינו ומי סמכם שירמו לי שנריצה בבקונה סינחת לוח מוקים או יוקולם גבים איגז כמו שבאם עם מוח הרחקי נדוארץ נדוארץ מי סמכם because if it's not מי סמכם then you can say שסקס שירמו לי שנריצה בבקונה סינחת לוח מוקים הוא יוקולם גבי מידיאס, כמו שבאר, אימוך הרחקים בילנס וזיבורייס, ושיע אידיאס לפונוב, אין סופי כשכולם גבי מידיאס, שאימוקים לאים הרייף של דקונס חכומים, מוקים שחכו, או, וואי, שאימוקים לאים הרייף של דקונס חכומים, במוקים שחב לאחרים. So that Eretz he mentions first, מלבד תדבי השולם. Of course, you can ask, so how about the price of Nicholas Arzabayim? He's also Chav Lachir. He's Chav Tum, Chav Tum Balchim. Well, we're not talking about him because this is the Kones Chachomim to protect the Likeach as against the Balchim. So he says, Milvat, Tibia Shalei, Viloi Shetiforish. Now then he says, Viloi Shetiforish Mitzat Shei Siyani Shaviyote. Nikob Nechare, it's a Lysom Shalikeach. It's a reason shall we keep shiny, sheshne mishibodi may be tears special. So no, that we do not say. Why don't we say that? Sheshne mishibodi may be tear special hem shop eitzel ze. She in Timashin Nixoliki Achshane, Nikom Mishibodi, Beirachal Nixeri Shane, Afloy so it is Achino, Atema Kane, or in a Tamil Nixoliki Achshane, Emily, Hareo, yes, so you are. ויאפשר לו יחשו ואף כי יחו ממנו ביטן איזה אפשי מטעם שגוסבנו why? Because it's חב לאחילה חב תאום, חב תאום לכי השם ואוי ביטעם אחר שכל המפקיע עצמי מנת הקונה צורך להז מנת עצמי לדין לא אם הרי נראית זה מתקונה אלא בדין he has to make an offer to discharge his responsibility in some form but to say יאפשר לכל איזה חכמים I am not responsible I don't do anything he doesn't give up anything that he cannot say אבל זה שנעשי הסדים ביודי שערים בינס וזיבוי ביודי אין לי רישוז להפקיע את הכל alright, now so he gives two tourists but then he said ולא שתפור יש מצד שאיסי הנישה ביודי ניקחוב נחרה אצל איסום של מקיח שני that we cannot say ששני המשבוד מי so he mentioned another possible terence as to why, because the kashi is why don't we say in the case of Mohalikia Benizibulis, Vishia is Lukonov, so that's a pshit as the Gemara says that everybody is gave from the Idias, the Balchiv is also given by Idias, and the Likiachishin cannot send him away to Likiach Sheni. Why shouldn't the Likiachishin say, Yev Shivakonis Chachom? So there is another possible terence which the Miri rejects. He says, maybe in this case, since there is a loche of inifroi mechosim shibodim mokim shiyesh mechosim necheirim, and that doesn't mean only that if there are mechosim necheirim, mamish now, at the time of the Gvir, so we cannot be given mechosim shibodim. Even if all the mechosim now, at the time of the Gviya and Chosim Shibodim. But if one Sade became Shibodim less, so it has a din like the Chosim Nechir. So it has a din of the Chosim Nechir. So there that means that there is a concept of relativity in the Aloche of a Nifroim Chosim Shibodim Mokim Shiyosh and Chosim Nechir. In other words, let's say, it's Lokach Hidyas Bachin or If it's lokachidis b'acheino, so then we say that everybody can be gave from the Indians. Everybody can give from the yes, even though the yes is also Mishibon. But since he became Mishibon later on, let's say there's a poor yes, the leaf is sold on Sunday to them. And the bainless he sold on Monday. And the yes he sold on Tuesday. So when the Zibuyas and the Bainness were ready, Birshus Lekeach, the Idias was still, let's say, Monday afternoon, Monday night. So the Idias was still in a state of Nechos Nechayim. So even though later on Tuesday, the Idias is also sold to Lekeach, everything is Mishabadim, but relative to the Bainness and the Zibuyas, the Idias is still considered Nechos Nechayim. Under the takone of inifoyim chosim shimon kodeh onachere. So maybe there is a concept of relativity between the likiach rishon and likiach shein. This is the pshat that he mentions, and the Rambam rejects. In other words, so we could say that the reason is to why. The reason is to why. If is mocha likiach means viziboyes, vishiyah idias lifono. So, basically, with the medias, and he cannot say, if she be takon es chachomim, because since between the likiach rishon and likiach shein, true that insofar as the sale from the leiva to the likiach rishon is concerned, so the medias was the last one to become the Chosim Shibon. That's in the transfer from the Leiva to the Kiyachish. But in the second transfer, when the Kiyachish sold to the Kiyachsheni, so he sold only the Benis and Zibuyas, but the Idias he didn't sell. So that means that the Idias, the Idias is considered as Nechosim Nechayrim, as Nechosim Nechayrim, relative to the Bainless and Zibuyas that is already in the Rishus of his second Lekeach. Who Shita is that? That's the Shita of the Rosh. But the Rosh doesn't use that vocabulary. He doesn't say that the reason is why they all can be given from the Lekeach Rish. For the Kiyach Rishon is because in Yifroim Chosim Shibodi B'mokim Shiva Shachot Mechere. But he says the reason is to why they can all be given from the Idias is because it's Hilchik Shibude. It's Hilchik Shibude. So in other words, so he says because the Leve, the Malve can say to the Kiyach Rishon, the Malve can say to the Kiyach Rishon, after all, I have a shibud on all the sons. I have a shibud on the Idias too. The halacha is that my rights, if I can collect from you, bainness, so I cannot collect from Idias. But I have a shibud on every son. On every son. And it's your fault. You sold the bainness, which is the son to which I am entitled to collect. You sold it to another Lekeach. I don't want to be matriach myself and go to a second Lekeach. You are Machit Shibudi. So in other words, that means that since there was a subsequent sale, so Mimele, relative to the Sode that is still in the Rishus, in the possession of Lekeach Rishin, so the Sode that is not as remote, removed, not as far removed from the Levi as this Sode has a din of Nechosim Nechere. In other words, there is a takone of Inifroi Nechosim Shibodim V'mokim Shiyesh Nechosim Nechere. Now, and that means even if all the Sode is Nechosim Shibodim, but if one became Nechosim Shibodim later on, so then, relatively speaking, it's considered Nechosim Nechere. Relative to the Sode that passed into the Rishus of Elikeach earlier, so the Sode that passed into the Rishus of the Elikeach later is considered like Nechosim Nechere. So Memele, there is an extension of that concept. In other words, because here the sodi is the only past one transfer. The sodi bainin is past two transfers. So that means that the sodi idias, which is more close to the Rishus of the Lekeach, is considered to be Nechosim Nechelim, relative to the Sode Beinenes, which is more remotely removed, further removed from the Rishus of the Lekeach, because it circulated twice. This is Hirchak Treshibuni. This is the Sheet of the Rosh. We'll soon see the Sheet of the Rosh. So the Miri rejects the whole Lombus of Hirchak Treshibuni. So this is what the Miri says. Sheimokim Leima. Say. V'loi shetifovish misache isi hanisha b'yodei nikhad nechare etzal insom shalikiach sheini. That we cannot say. Sheshneir mishibodimei. Both are mishibodim. So the answer, what will the Rosh say? Two both are mishibodim. And how about lokachidis b'acheino? So it's also both are mishibodim. Still we applied alohero v'nifroi chosim mishibodim b'mokim sheyesh nechosim necheirim. And if the idiots became chosim mishibodim on Tuesday, whereas the baininess became the chosim mishibodim on Monday, so then the idiots is considered, relatively speaking, relative to the son of Beinness, the Idias is considered the Chosim Nechelim. So here too, since the Idias, it circulated only once, it changed only one Rishus, and is more close to the Rishus of the Levi, because it only circulated once. Mashenik and the Beinness and the Zibulias, so they circulated twice, two transfers. So Mele, the Sode Idias, which is not as far removed from the Rishus of the Levi as the Sode Beinness is to be considered, relatively speaking, as a Sode Bechir. That's a Chakta Shibuni. This is the longness of the Rosh. And the Mele says no. So he says, Sheshnei Mishibodime. In the case of Lokachidis Bachreino, so since at the time when the Sode Beinenes and the Zebulias became the Chosim Mishibodi, so the Sode Idias was still the Chosim Nechelim Mamesh in the Rishus of the Levi, then it's considered Nechosim Nechelim, relatively speaking. Mashenkin, in the case where all the Nechosim were already sold, but one is closer to the Rishus of the Levi, the other one, so, and went through two circulations, two transfers, so then we don't say that the Sode that circulated twice in being first from the Rishus of the Levi to the Rishus of the Lekeach Rishon, then from the Rishus of the Lekeach Rishon to the Rishus of the Lekeach Sheini, so we don't say that this Sode that circulated twice in transfer, so should be considered as the Chosim Mishibodim relative to the Sode Idias that circulated only once in a transfer. Alright, so the Miri rejects this Lomdes of the Rosh. Alright, now. So Gimara says, Pshite Mocha, like Yahweh, the boy you share is with Pano, Lazy Polyly Gamidias, the Achenili, who bane is visible, is less than a bane, what's on my Malay, Golden Bane is visible, yes, the Lindichalay with the counted Rabon. The Loshen indicates like the second Teretz. Pashtes Aloshen tends to indicate like the second Teretz in Yahweh. But what would they call it, the first Teretz? So that's the Pshat. Ubay, the Achenili, Ubay is visible, is less than a bane. So the Motzel in Meimale. So in view of the fact that the Benyus is Zibuyas is less than Gabaye, so in Meimale it is to the detriment of the Lekeach Sheini. This is the detriment of the Lekeach Sheini. So in Meimale you cannot say, Yev Shiv Dakon Es Chachom. Avol Mocharidis. Vishia Benyus is Zibuyas Mahai. But suppose the Lekeach Rishon sold the East of the Idias. So the Idias circulated twice in transfer. But and Vishia Beinus Viziburyes, and the Beinus Viziburyes we retain, so only the Beinus Viziburyes circulated once in transfer. My, So Rabbi Omeimar Osekule Govegnidies, because after all it's Mochavidis Bacheino. It's Mochavidis Bacheino. So Mimele the Likiach Sheni can tell all of them, you go to Likiach Rishon, because he has the sode that on a relative scale is to be considered Nechosim Mechaelim, and Nifroim Nechosim Mishavodim, Bimokim Sheyesh Nechosim Mechaelim. Amal Yehove, Ma Mocharishin Lishem, Kol Shushet Tovel Yode, Chi Vendilo Sekab Likiachish, Mozaad Vole Mibinim Zviziburiez, Biaf Alpid Chizav Mibinim Zviziburiez, Akati Yiz Mechaelinu, Vinifroim Chosim Shavodim Kol Zmadi Yiz Mechaelim, Mozaim Ma'am Ma'am Eilim, Yichonai Takante, So we can see name mozo male go the pain is visible yes so we can see the adait in the whole schutz and have the whole fish in the gavot so be so what it says no in the case when we can see in that in the case so the so the idiots to the can see and the pain is invisible yes the we can see retain. So then if the Baal Chayim comes and he wants to collect from the Likiach Sheni, so Abai assumed that he can collect. So Rabbi said, no, the Likiach Sheni can tell the Baal Chayim, no, you cannot collect from me because I stand in the shoes of my Meche, of the Likiach Sheni. Suppose before he sold the idiots, before the Likiach Rishon sold to me, the Likiach Sheni, they sold the idiots. And then you, when you came, if you had come to the Likiach Rishon, so even though the idiots were sold by the Levi to the Likiach Rishon less, so you wouldn't be able to collect the idiots. Why? Because my Likiach Rishon, if you had come to my Likiach Rishon before he sold this Idiyah Sode to me, so then my Likiach Rishon would have told you Baal Chayim if she would have come as Chachomim. So I have all the rights that my Mecher, Likiach Rishon, since that my Mecher, while he had the Idiyah Sode also in his possession, together with the Benes and Ziboyes, so even though the Idiyah was, well, on a relative scale, was sort of Nechirin, so he still could have told you to collect from the Beinus because of the Yefshi. So I also say, you go and collect from the Beinus. In other words, he is applying the same schus that his Meicher would have had if the Sode Idiyas had not been sold to him. That is all. Alright. Now, let's see the Rashi. Pshita b'nei chuzi. Vohal ikash lokani v'acheinu, v'nei v'zikur v'shiris l'fono. Do acheinu, v'shibudai alai rabiyu, v'nei soles l'yashte, v'imotze l'mei ma, gav v'gobe b'nei. Tu li nichu v'takamte. Mai b'yaz v'ikol v'osa l'ki abeiz. Sha'arei mo lo kach shibudai, v'ki ach nishu v'gobe, do ma b'nei v'takamte rabonon, v'yidi ez dahar v'vascher, v'shte l'kut v'sheni shalochemi, rishon rishen l'ki ach rishon l'ki ach sheni, כל זכות שטוב על יודי, וכי בן, דייה ואידיאס גובל לכי החישן, אם דייה ואידיאס גבל לכי החישן, הווה מגלו את הבינס, והייתה כל ידע מון, יש לה כל נסחה חומים, השנה מון לכי החשני, צילו איתה בלכי החישן, לגובל בינס, סורה, אומר רובה, רובה שמוכה כל סודי סוף לשימן, והולך שימן, ומוכה סודחס ללוי, אל סודחס ללוי, יסבינס, ובו פל חייב דרובן So רובן was a Levi and the פל חייב and he had the פל חייב and then the Levi רובן the Levi sold all his sodes to Shimon and then Shimon sold one sode to Levi. So Reuven is a Levi, Shimon is a Likiach Rishon, Levi is a Likiach Sheni, and Levi is a Likiach Sheni of the Sode Beinonis. Now he's entitled to collect from the Bein Nis. And we are talking of a case where he didn't, when Shimon sold the Sod Bein Nis, the lady, he did not retain any other Sod Bein Nis. In other words, so he got rid, he disposed of his Sod Bein Nis to lady. So what did he retain? After he sold the Sod Bein Nis to lady, just the Idias and the Zeburias. But the Sod Bein Nis, he sold to Levi, and he didn't retain another Sod Bein Nis. So then the Baal Chayim Yehuvim wants to collect. So if he wants, he can collect. If he wants, he can collect from the Likiach Shem. Why can he collect from the Likiach Shem? Because after all, a Baal Chayim is entitled to collect from Bein Nis. That's the field that the Likiach Shem has. And if he wants, he can collect. He can collect from the Kiyachish, but from the Kiyachish he cannot collect Beinus, he doesn't have Beinus. So what can he collect? He has Idias and Zeburias. Now of course he's not going to collect Idias. He's not entitled to Idias, but he's entitled, the Baal Chayim is entitled, if he wants, to collect the Zeburias from the Kiyachish, he can do so. Now, we learned that when we learned the Gemara before the Hanukkah vacation. So then we discussed a machlekes rishim between the Rosh and all the other rishim. The Rosh has his own unique sheet. All the other rishim are achilik on the Rosh. Maybe not all, but most rishim are achilik on the Rosh. Achilik on the Rosh. And they say the way it is mistaken, I mean, if the Rosh didn't say to the contrary, I would also say like the other rishim. In other words, true, a Baal Chayim is entitled to collect from Bein Nis, but he has become a Sayyim Mona. If the Baal Chayim says, I want Zeburias, so then he should be entitled to collect Zeburias. As a matter of fact, and it seems to be Mefirash Gemara, that the Baal Chayim has a right to say, give me Zeburias. That's how it appears from the Gemara Dav Zayin on the base. When Abaye wanted to say, when Rav Acha bar Yaakov wanted to say, Yikali Muya li Baal Chayim mit Aminolei, Baal Chayim dine bimeines, Viyo amale havli ziboyes tei poteo amale yishak maskidinu choshke lo kidehashte, Viyo ishkoy ki yukhen lakamei, maskif le Rav Acha bar Yaakov, ki nalto delu bilom, Viyo amale yil havli zuza ave shakko kidehashte, hashli zuza kaboch, ashke ki yukhen lakamei. So in other words, so Rav Acha bar Yaakov says explicitly that the Levi cannot say to the Malve, if you want Zeburias, you have to take it at the future price, but he has to give it to him at the present price. In other words, that the Malve has the schus to say to the Levi, I am entitled to take Beinus, but I want Zeburias. I want more of the Zeburias at the present price. So it's an explicit Gemara, not like the Rosh. So what does the Rosh say? So that's the sheet of most Rishonim, as it appears from this Gemara, that even though a Baal Chayim collects his dinei mibeinus, but if the Baal Chayim says to the Levi, I want Zeburias more Zeburias, then the Levi cannot say, well, I want to keep the Zeburias for myself. You like to have more of the Zeburias? I also like to have the Zeburias. He cannot say that, according to most Rishonim. But he has to give him of the Zeburias. He has to give him the Zeburias. So what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, no. A Baal Chayim is entitled to collect benefits. So that he can demand. But if he cannot say to the Levi, I want Zeburias. Because the Levi can tell him, you want. I also want Zeburias. So why does Rav Acha Brei Rabike say that the Levi must give him more of the Zeburias at the present price? The answer is because in this situation he already indicated that he really is not interested in keeping Zeburias. Boraye, he was willing to give him Zeburias at a future price, but he's not willing to give him at the present price. So in other words, he's trying to exploit the situation. So, since he was Midaledas, that he's ready to part with the Zeburias, so the Melech, the Malchiv has the right to force the Levi to give him the Zeboyes and the present price. But if he didn't indicate that he's ready to pardon his Zeboyes, then the Levi has the right to say, I prefer the Zeboyes, to keep the Zeboyes for myself. So the question is, so Bish Levi, according to the other Rishonim, now Tesis will soon see his Chelek HaNosh. The Tesis is here. So Tesis Shittin is that even though a Balchev is the Mimekres, but the Balchev gave Chalmas Ayin money, if Balchev wants to collect the Boyes, he can collect the Boyes. Even though the Levi did not indicate that he is ready to part. He is ready to part with the Boyes. He still can be forced to pay with the Boyes. So the Mele, according to Tesis, we understand the Rav's din of who veit shemo chakos on ezel nishimen. The old achshim in umo chasod achas lelevi. Umo chachas lelevi. Upo balchei de ruveni. Rotsa mizegi ve rotsa mizegi. So he can be gave the Boyes from the kiyach sheni. That we understand. Because Dine is the base. And if he wants to collect from the Kirachish and Zibuyas, he can also collect Zibuyas. Why? According to Tesis, it's very simple. Because any Balchim has the right to demand Zibuyas. But how about the Rosh? The Rosh it is that the Balchim has no schus to collect, to demand after Zibuyas. Only if the Levi already indicated that he is ready to part with the Zeboyes by demanding that the Balchev take it at a future price. But if the Levi did not indicate in any way that he is ready to part with the Zeboyes, then the Balchev cannot demand the Zeboyes. So the question is, why does Rabbi say, Rotso Mizegive, Rotso Mizegive? We understand this, why Rotso gave him Rikiach Sheini, because he has the Medes, but why Rotso is giving him Rikiach Rishen? He has no right to demand Zeboyes, but Yechishn has no Zeboyes. So the Rosh explains it. The Rosh was bothered by this Gemara. So the Rosh here mentions his Chidesh of Hilchi Keshibudi. And what does it mean, Hilchi Keshibudi? In other words, that there is a concept of relativity in the Halacha of Inifroyim, Chosim, Shibodim, Bimokim, Shirish, Chosim, Echayim. So just as we say, that even though all the Sode is on the Chosim Shibodim now at the time of the Gviyah, but if one Sode became the Chosim Shibodim, a passed from the possession of the Levi to the possession of the Lekeach later, so relatively speaking, that is considered as the Chosim Lecheirim, even though now at the time of the Gviyah it is in the Vishus of Lekeach. So the Mele, relatively, on a relative scale, a Sode that circulated twice from the Rishus of the Levi is considered, relatively speaking, more Mishibodi than the Sode that circulated only once in transfer. So Mele, in the case of Rubishamoha Kosadis of Lishimen, Volachshimen Umocha Sodachas Levi, which Sode Levi? The Beinan is. So the Beinan is. circulated twice. Mashinkin the Zeboyes circulated only once in transfer. So the Mele, the Beinanes is Hilchik Shibudi. So he's more Mechosim Shibudim than the Mechosim Nechelim. So the Mele, if the Malve wants, he can demand to collect from the Zeboyes that is still in the possession of the Kiyachish, which is less Nechosim Mishibodi. Of course, it's also Nechosim Mishibodi, but it's less Nechosim Mishibodi than the Solibetanis, which is more Nechosim Mishibodi. But the option is discretionary with the Balchei, because he can say, so the Rosh explains it. The Rosh was bothered by the Kashe. How can the Balchev be given the Zeboyes from the Kiyachishin? But after all, the Rosh thing is that the Balchev cannot demand Zeboyes, and the Kiyachishin does not have Zeboyes. So the Rosh says, because the Baal Chiv can say to the Geach Ishin, Hirchakta Shibuni. Because the Beinoness, you made the Beinoness into more Nechosim Shibuni. Because it already circulated in transfer. In transfer twice. So Mimela, since it's a Hakta Shibuni, so the Beinoness is more Nechosim Shibuni than the Sode Zibuyes. The Sode Zibuyes is less Nechosim Shibuni. It's more of Nechosim Shibuni. It's a relative scale. So Mimela, he has a right to demand the Sode Zibuyes, even though generally, if they had been the same level of Nechosim Shibuni, so then he wouldn't have the right to demand Zibuyes. But since it's not the same level of Shibuni, in other words, the Sode Beinoness circulated twice in transfer, so it's more of Nechosim Shibuni. And the Sode Zibuyes is less of Nechosim Shibuni. So Mimele, he can be gave from the Sode Zibuyes. And then the Rosh has his topic, and he discusses it. And then he comes to the conclusion that not only in the case mentioned in the Gemara of Rubi Shemocha Kol Sodeis of Nishimen, Vorach Shimen, Umocha Sodehacha, idea. The bitterness and the zibuy is to him. And he only retained the Indies. So, can the Balchei go to Shimei and say to Shimei, Yechakto Shibuni? And because of that, even though my schus is only to collect from the Indies, but since it's a Hakto Shibuni, so the Mele, and you have only the Indies, so the Mele, I want to collect from the Indies. So he has his object. And at first the Rosh mentions two alternatives. And then he comes to the conclusion that it's Mistabea, that since it's Hilrika Shibudei, so even the case of Ruven, Shemochak, also things of the Shimen, the Holach Shimen, Umocha, Beinenes, the Zibulyes, Lilevi, and he retained only the Indies. So Rotzom Izegeile, Rotzom Izegeile. If the Balchev is discretionary, with the Balchev, if the Balchev wants to collect the Sodebeinenes, from Levi, fine. And if he wants to collect the Sodeinenes, from Shimon's also fine. So, but how can he collect the Sodeinenes from Shimon? After all, it's given the Beinenes, so he can tell him, so the Rosh comes to the conclusion. Even though he mentions his suffix, but then he says it's mistaba, that the Balchev can tell Shimon, Yichakto Shibudi. I don't want to be matriach myself and go to a second, to the second rekeach. So, since the Sodeinenes circulated only once in transfer, whereas the Beinenes circulated twice, so mele, this is a Hakta Shibudi, so mele, this is less of Nechosim Shibodim, because it only circulated once, the Sodeinenes. So it comes under the Aloche of Invoi Nechosim Shibodim, Bimokim Shiyesh Nechosim Echeirim. And but it's discretionary with the Balchev. So the Balchev can correct from these. This is, so the Rosh is forced to say that because of his longness, that a Balchev, he is not entitled to collect from Zibuyes. Yeah, and if the Leve says, I want to keep the Zibuyes for myself, he does, the Balchev cannot force the Leve to give him Zibuyes. But except where the Leve indicated that he is ready to part with Zibuyes, then the Balchev can force him to pay him Zibuyes. But so then the question arises, so why is Rotzom Izegeile, Rotzom Izegeile? So he comes to the conclusion, there is an Indian of Yechakto Shibudi. So this is the Shite that the Meiri mentions and that the Meiri rejects. Now, the Yamshel Shleikei. Now let's see the Lashon of the Rosh. Perek of Dalet. Omar Rove Rubin Shemorcha, also these of Bishimen, Mishtare Achot Volach Shimon, Omar Sadach of Leipi, Veis is on the Bain Isoiso, Veis is on the Bain Isoiso, Veloi Bishab Yad Shimon Bain Isoiso, Alein Yis Vizib Oyes, Ubo Balchim de Rubin, Rotsu Min Bain Yishim Yad Lo Yivi Geve, Veloi Motsu Min Mari Nach, Tuach Motsu Min Vizib Shimon, Rotsu Min Shimon Geve, Vizib Oyes, Dom Alein, Adbal Bin Didiyah, די האט שו קאלט קול היך זע מרום און משמע די שוויל שבחרשים אין בין נזרוי בי הוד נייטל בלחיב זי בוי יסעדי שבעד שימן ועל כוח עוד ישימן ולמות ששימו למי מלא לאי חיצל שבודוך שביעד לאיבי ושם נאמר לבלחיב עד בלדין דידי כי לוקחתו שבודי מרובי ועדו יחקתו שבודי זאת אומרת אם יחקתו שבודי in other words so that's all there circulated twice in transfer, whereas this other that you still have possession of circulated only once, so that's less of the chosim shibud. Vato yechak to shibud umochal to lelevi eini reitzel itriach lelechez achi lelevi elek al zibul yesanim tzom yodecho avul im loy mocha beynez ein habachei yochil likach zibul yez ba'al kol chodishim en. In other words, that's the sheet of the Rosh. That only when he indicated his readiness to part with the Zibuyes, otherwise not. משל מוצאום עלי קרקע זו חובד לי אין ראית לי ציום את הרסיוני והוא ישייך למי מרוכה אם כי נמדת כרחי של מרחי ניצל דבור יצל הריש הסליר נאו ודווקי אורי צור בבח איזמחית ודווקי פשוט בירית פיר שרשי לראות סוגים למי זיבור ישב יד שימן it's not necessary to erase it but the Bach is erased didav ki pio shera she de rotze gei ve mizik bo yesh bi achime avo nit yes lo igo avo gav she hirchi she bude vi shime nich nes da chasruve in bechol schu she hoyo di se beisro o she hoyo bi yad ruve imo cha ben nizbal chei gei ve mizik bo yes ho adin shime naam now you see Rashi says vidav so Rashi emphasizes the Rosh Pointzav The Rosh points out, he says, Rotzo milei vigeve ise sodet omar ishibu nishal kal Rotzo mishimen geve mizibur yes Why does Rashi say Rotzo geve mizibur yes? Because what Rashi means is because he sold the idiots So he says he sold the bainimus, I'm sorry he sold the bainimus to Rikiach Sheni So what did he retain the Rikiach Rishin? He retained Idias and Ziburias the Rikiach Rishin. So Rotzem is a Givri doesn't mean he can collect from whatever seller he wants. That if he wants he can collect from the Idias. Of course not, I mean that goes without saying. We understand very well as to why Rashi says Rotzo, Mishimen gave him Ziburias. Because only Ziburias he can be given, but he cannot say I want to be given from the Idias. Naturally not, a Balcheb is not entitled to collect. From the Idias, and as long as the Rikiach Rishin has Idias and Ziburias, so then if he wants to collect from the Rikiach Rishin, he must limit himself to the Ziburias, not to the Idias, because he's not entitled to the Idias. So this is what Rashi means. That's very simple. Vidav ki pirsha Rashi rotsa gimu nizbir shi vachimen. Avu minyas ligome, avu gav shi yirchi shi budei. ושימן נכנס תחת סכומים בכל סכום שאויו למסעדי סוף וכשאויו ביד רובן ימוך הרבה נסבלכי גבים זיבוריאס הועדין שימן אבו מי הוא צורך לדק? תן לי איזה סוף ימוך הרבה נסבלכי so in the case mentioned in the Gemara where the Rikiach Rishon just sold to the Rikiach Sheni the Beinus and the Idias and the Ziburias he retained so he has Ziburias so then the Balchev cannot demand Idias But the question is, suppose the Rikiach Rishon has no Ziburias, he just has Idias. Miyu Tzomundani, Imo Harid Rikiach Rishon sold, the Beinus Ziburias, Vishiyar Idias, Vyachimen, Imo Tzegovim Idias, Kima Shepir Shalashi, Rotzo Vibu Rishin Ziburias, Neima, Vidisel Mishim and Idias is a boy, yes. Abu Mishtair Gadil and Idias, Govmine, Kim Dirchi Shibune. That's one alternative. Oy, the other alternative is Mahai Tan Dirchi Shibune, when the Apike of Alchei Kokah, little days of Idine, Kim Shibune Biad Levi, Uvidovose, Yofi Koyach Shimen, Mikiach Rube, the Rube in Mohabenis is a boy, yes. גובה ברכי ואידיאס אנישה ביד רובי משום די יוכל לי לשימודי מן הרקח משום דומה לי נחת לוחמות לי בזמנו אבל במידן זה תולמות שאומר לי נחת לוחמות לי בזמנו יקודמי מה תשוקו ברכי ושימודי שביד רבי מי הוא נראה? So at first he had a suffix but then he comes to the conclusion מי הוא נראה? כאילו ששימה מוקח כל שימודי של ברכי אינו לי ברכי ומתחיח ולאר זה רח על יקוחס אחרים אבל כל הנמצא ביד שימן ייקח בפיליגיס so the conclusion is that it's ייקח בפיליגיס so and from the Russian of the Rosh it's mashma that it's not only Hishite but he's saying go that Rashi first of all is Vidavke he says Vidavke פירושה Rashi in the Rotsa Gehik זה בו יש ביד שימן אבל מידיאס לא יגוב אבל מידיאס לא יגוב He says, so, but then, מיהו צורך לדעני, כי מוכבין את ריבוי, שירים את יד שימן, אם מוצא גובי מידיאס, so there are two alternatives, and he comes to the conclusion that even in that case, he can collect from the Indians. He can collect from the Indians. And it's mashma, that that's Rashi Shita also. The Tzrashi Shiti also. In other words, when Rashi says, gave him his Iburias, so Rashi has reference only to this exact case of the Yemore, where the Mekiah Hishi retained Iburias and Ziburias. Masha'im came, if he only retained Iburias, so then the Baruch can collect Iburias. That's Rashi Shiti. So the Amshar Shlomo says, he doesn't understand, he says. It's all right, he's chilek on the Rosh Lomdes. So, first of all, he's chilek on the Rosh Shiteh. The Rosh said that ordinarily a Baal Chayv cannot demand Ziburias, because the lady can tell the Baal Chayv, you like Ziburias more, I also like Ziburias. I want to have the Ziburias. I want to have the Ziburias. So he is really coming, and he holds that the Yabshreve agrees with Tesis that Yehuchal Masai Mone. So then, since he has his schus to collect from that which is better, Beinez, so he certainly has his schus to collect from that which is inferior, from Ziburias, even if the Leve did not indicate that he is ready to part with Ziburias. So the Baal Chayv has a right to force the Leve to pay him the Baal Chayv with Ziburias. Mimele, he says, that whole chiddush of Yechakto Shibudi, that he saw that circulated twice in transfer, is, relatively speaking, more of the Chosim Shibodi, than he saw that circulated only once, is relative to a Sode that circulated twice, Nechosin Lechelim, so he rejected that concept, the Yamshar Shlomo. So he says, but according to the Rosh Shite, that there is such a concept of a Hakta Shibudi, so Mele he understands as to why the Rosh is suffering, and then he comes to the conclusion that even if the Likiach Rishim sold to the Likiach Sheni, the Beinoness and the Ziburias, and he only retained the Idias, so then the Baal Chayv can collect the Idias because of a Hakta Shibudi. But he says, but Rashi doesn't agree with the Rosh Shite. And Rashi Shite is, this is how the Amshar Shlomo is used, that Rashi Shite is that Yesh B'chol Mosai Monek. And in other words, that the Baal Chayv, since he has his chus to collect Beinoness, so if he wants to collect Ziburias, he can collect Ziburias, and he can be capable of the Leve to pay with Ziburias, even though the Leve says, but I don't want to part with the Ziburias. So the Baal Chayv can still collect the Ziburias, whether the Leve likes it or not. So Mimele, why? Because Yesh B'chol Mosai Monek. So Mimele, the whole reason is why the Gemara says, So he can collect the Ziburias because Yesh B'chol Mosai Monek. So that's only shayach in the case that the Gemara mentions, where the Likiach Rishon has Ziburias, but suppose the Likiach Rishon sold the Beinoness and the Ziburias to the Likiach Sheni, and the Likiach Rishon has only the Idias left. So then it's a pshites, he says, that the Baal Chayv cannot collect from the Likiach Rishon, because what schus does he have? So why does he say in Rashi? So the reason is why the Rosh says in Rashi, because the Rosh assumed that Rashi's Shite is like his, that the Baal Chayv does not have a schus to collect from the Ziburias. So then the kasha is, why does he have the schus to collect from the Ziburias from the Likiach Rishon? So we have to be mechadish the aloche of Yechakto Shibudi. So since there is such a aloche of Yechakto Shibudi, in other words, we apply and the concept of relativity in regard to the aloche of Yechoyim Chosim Shibudi, Bimokim Shiesh Chosim Echeirim, so in Mele it goes so far that if the Beinoness he circulated twice in transfer, whereas the Idias circulated only once. So the Mele, the Beinoness is considered more of the Chosim Shibodi than the Idias, So the Yiddish is more, relatively speaking, is not like the Chosim Nechayrim, relative to the Sod Beinoness. So that's why it can be gave. That's what the Rosh says. But that's only if we agree with the Rosh Lomdes that ordinarily a Balchev does not have the schus to demand Zeguyes. But Rashi Shita the Yam Sheshleile claims is like Teitzes. So Mimele, the whole Chiddush, the whole concept of Chakash Shibudi doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, Meicha Teise, could the Balchev demand Indias, could collect Meicha Teise, could the Balchev collect Indias from the Likya Chishin when Dinei is to collect only Beinness, and the Beinness is in the possession of Likya Chishin, and there is no such aloche of the Chakash Shibudi. So we see, that's why the Yamshu Shleime is Masik on the Rosh as to why he says that deen in Rashi. Well, the answer is because the Rosh assumed that Rashi Shit is like him. Alright. So what is this saying? In other words, he is rejecting the Rosh Lomdes. Thesis is rejecting the Rosh Lomdes. So, Abel Zobar in this visible is, Nira Daira Shafi Rafi Shabbat Beinan is, we come walking Hutzlach, time it will hold a talk of his Zibne Ari Le Chodorok, we not so many Nach Loch Mokling is a menu, Ki Yoma Visomo Gabi Shabbat Beinan is Chavose, Di Shabu Bal Chei Beinan Zibuye is Trevi Beinan is, U Bal Kol Choch, Shal Shimen, that's not like the Rosh Ite, U Bal Kol Choch, Shal Shimen, Oye Yoch Likach, Tvei Pote, Gidam Gino Mil, the Omar in King Alta, the Omar in the Lom. So what does the Rosh say in that Gemara? Over there it's different, because he already indicated his intention to part with his employees. But he wanted that he should take it, Ki Yukhenu Kamei. But otherwise, if he didn't indicate his intention, his readiness to part with his employees, then the Levi can say to the Malve, no, you want the employees, I want to keep the employees for myself. That's what the Rosh says, but this is Israelic. Uralkoch shall shimmy yochli katri poti amin lil daman kinachot lo dulom. Vlihitzli taimin loch et ark, vizav nao lechot loch, el mishim zob ziboyes. Al mishim zob nidies vishiyo ziboyes ubeines, vlihitzli. Tichmoy shall yoshimmy yochli vitreisi et lobeines viziboyes, gam vlihmi yochli vitreisi. Dimam ochal vilish vishen, yikol sush dolo yodei. Mots omalei, hinachti loch mokim liweis. Lab dav kikoma. In other words, the lotion of Inachdelach Mokim Vigvisimenu indicates that it's the same aloche as in Yifroim Chosim Shimon Mokim Shios Chosim Chayrim. Who explains it like that? The Rosh. But he says, reject the lomdes of the Rosh. So in other words, so the lotion of Inachdelach Mokim Vigvisimenu is not so smooth. So Teisve says, Inachaname, it doesn't mean exactly what it connotes on its face. It means Mavocha Gishlisheni Kosigul Yodei. Mashein came according to the Rosh Lomdes, so it really means the concept of Inachloch Mokimikis Menu. In other words, the Aloche of Inifroim Mikosim Shibon Mokish Yos Hosn Heli. Lavdav Kikoma Omishne, Lushaikum Mimoroche, El Gabu Bailin, Luik Abelikiachishin. But what is the Roshite? That if a certain sode circulated twice in transfer and another sode circulated once, so relative to the sode that circulated twice in transfer, that is already in possession of the Kiach Sheni, so the sode that circulated only once in transfer, that is in possession of the Kiach Rishon, so relatively speaking, it's the Chosin Lechere. So the Mele is the same aloche of Inach Mokluk's Menor, but this is Chelik on the whole concept of Yichak to Shibudi. ויקטאי להאנו של מאמוח ריש נשין קוסו של יודי בו יוח לתריס את סובין זכיתה אבל לשאול את בין את הקבוסי למוצו לתריס את סלבויס ורשנם לו יוח לתריס את סלבויס ואם שמישצקס ימו לו לחיסף
Shir Lamed Zayin in Bava Kama, Yud Beis Teves, Heitov Shimem Gimel, December 28th, 1982, on Tuesday.
Now let's start. I will discuss the Rosh. Now the Rosh mentions a new concept of the Charta Shibura. And what does it mean? It really means that to a certain extent, so a Sode that circulated twice in transfer, the Sode that is in the possession of Levi, who is already the second Likiach, the Likiach Sheni, so is considered relative to the Sode that circulated only once in transfer, relative to the Sode that is in the possession of the first Likiach, so is considered to be in Chosim Shibod. And the Sode in possession of the first Likiach is considered the Chosim Lecher. But it's only on a relative scale. It's on a relative scale. This is the shita that the Miri mentions and rejects it. And this shita, the Raivet, the Mulukami mentions such a shita and he rejects it. But the Rosh accepts this shita. And the Mele, the Rosh says that suppose the first Lekeach, so let's say the first Likiach, he bought all the three Sodeis from the Levi. Let's say Reuven is a Levi, and Reuven had three Sodeis, Idias, Dinas, and Boyas, and he sold all the Sodeis to Shimon. Then Shimon sold the Beinanes and the Zeboyas to Levi, and then the Balchev, he is entitled to collect from the Beinanes. But if the Balchev wants to collect from Shimon the Id, yes, he can do so. He has a Sofik, and then he comes to the conclusion, yes. Why? Because he Chal Toshibud. So, how can that be explained? After all, the Balchiv is only entitled to Beinanes, and who has the Beinanes? Levi has the Beinanes. So why should the Balchiv be able to be given the Sode Id, yes, from Shimon? Why couldn't Shimon say to the Balchev, you are entitled only to the Beinanes, I don't have the Beinanes, the Beinanes I sold to Levi, go to Levi and collect it from Levi. So yes, that's up the Rosh. And he comes to the conclusion that the Balchev can collect the Idias from Shimon. Why he can say to Shimon, you can't impose upon me the burden to go to your second Likayach, after all, Yichal to Shibudi. What does it mean, Yichal to Shibudi? In other words, you made the second say. In other words, so the Sode Beinanes to which or normally I'm entitled to collect from, so that circulated twice. It's already in the possession of the second Lekeach. And Mashaink in the Idias is in the first Lekeach, is in your possession. So relative to the Sode Beinanes that circulated twice in transfer, so this Sode Idias that circulated only once in transfer is like a Sode Mechelim. Memela we apply the aloche of Inifroim Chosim Shibodim Bimokim Sheyesh Nechosim Mechelim. But that's the Shita Rosh. Now the question is, but here we say Rotzomizegeve. So if the Balchev wants to be given the Sode Beinanes from Levi, he can do so. And Levi cannot say to the Balchev, listen, there is aloche of Inifroim Chosim Shibodim Mokim Sheyesh Nechosim Nechelim. And after all, the Sode that I have, my possession, is like a Sode Mishibodim, relative to the Sode that Shimon has in his possession. But that Rove says explicitly that Rotsam Yizegev, Rotsam Yizegev, so there is a difference. In other words, it's not mamish nechosim necherim. It's not mamish nechosim necherim. It's only nechosim necherim relative to the Sode. In other words, the Sode that is in the possession of the first Likayach, relative to the Sode that is in the possession of the second Likayach, is nechosim necherim. But relative to the Balchei, everything is mishibot. Because everything is already not in the possession of the Levi. So it's only relative to the Likeach, relative to the Likeach Sheini. So the Sode that is in the possession of Likeach Rishim is Nechosim Necherim. But relative to the Balchev, everything, all the sodeis are the chosim shebodi, because it's in the possession of a lekeach. What difference does it make whether it's a first lekeach, second lekeach? So only when the din Torah is between, when the shaila is between the two lokchim, the lekeach rishon, lekeach sheni, so then the lekeach sheni acquires his chus as against the lekeach rishon to treat the sode that is in possession of the lekeach rishon as sode b'necheri, vis-a-vis the sode that is in the possession of lekeach sheni. Lekeach sheni. So this is the sheet of the Rosh. So in other words, it's not mamish nechosim necherim, but only on a relative scale. If, in other words, if the shaila is between the two lokhim, if the balchayv, the balchayv is willing to collect from the lekeach rishon, in other words, he wants to collect the sode yidyes from the lekeach rishon, because the lekeach rishon, while he bought all the three sodeis from the leve, so the sode beinis and zibuyes, he transferred his soul to levi, to lekeach sheni. So the balchev, of course, wants to collect the sode yidyes. So if the balchev is willing to collect the sode yidyes, So then there is no shaila, no conflict between the balchayv and the lekeach sheni. The conflict is between the lekeach rishon and the lekeach sheni, because the balchayv wants to collect from the lekeach rishon. The lekeach rishon has in his possession the sode yidyes, whereas the lekeach sheni has in his possession the beinanis and zibuyes. So there is no conflict between the balchayv and the lekeach sheni. On the contrary, the lekeach sheni is supporting the balchayv's demand. The balchayv wants to collect from the lekeach rishon. So the lekeach sheni says, after all, the Lekeach Rishon says, you collect the Sode Beinanis. The Lekeach Rishon says, you collect the Sode Beinanis from my Lekeach, from Lekeach Sheni. So then the Aloche is that the Balchev can say, Yichal Toshibudi. In other words, because he can say to the Lekeach Rishon, even though you don't have the Sode Beinanis in your possession, the Lekeach Sheni has the Sode Beinanis, but the Lekeach Sheni, the Sode Beinanis that the Lekeach Sheni has vis-a-vis, relative to the Sode that you have in your possession, the Sode Yidyes, so the Sode that the Lekeach Sheni has in his possession is Nechosim Shebodi. Yours is Nechosim Decheli on a relative scale, as between. So in other words, only in relation to the Lekeach Sheni, so the Sode that the Lekeach Rishon has in his possession is considered the Chosin Chayrim. But relative to the Balchei, so it's not considered the Chosin Chayrim, because they are only the Chosin Shibot. This is the Shite of the Rosh. Now, the Yam Shel Shleimi, I mentioned last time, the Yam Shel Shleimi, so mentions the suffix of the Rosh in the case of the Lekeach Rishon has the Sode Yidyes and the Lekeach Sheni has the Sode Beinanis and Zibuyes, whether the Balchei, if he wants, is he entitled to collect the Sode Yidyes from the Lekeach Rishon, or the Lekeach Rishon can tell him, after all, you're not entitled to the Sode Yidyes, the Sode Yidyes is in the possession of my Lekeach Sheni, go to Levi, to the Lekeach Sheni, and then he comes to the conclusion, no, that the Lekeach Rishon cannot send him to the Lekeach Sheni, and if the Balchev wants to collect the Sode Yidyes from the Lekeach Rishon, so he's able to collect, because he can tell the Lekeach Rishon Yichal Toshibudi. In other words, as between the two lokhim, so the sode in the possession of the Lekeach Rishon, which circulated only once in transfer, is to be considered on a relative scale as the chosin u'necheri, vis-a-vis the sode beinanis that is in possession of the Lekeach Sheni, which circulated twice in transfer. So that's his conclusion. And then, and the Rosh says it in Rash. And then the Yom Sheshleime is Masik. He says, Meichatei said that Rashi should say that. The Rosh is forced to say all that lomdes because of the other lomdes of the Rosh. That the Rosh says that the Baal Chayiv is not entitled to collect Ziburiyas from the Leive. And even if he wants to collect Ziburiyas and he says, Havli Ziburiyas Tveipote, so the Leive can say to the Baal Chayiv, listen, I want to keep the Ziburiyas Tveipote for myself. And the only reason as to why the Gemara says, So Balchayiv is because here the Levi already indicated his readiness to give up the Sodiborias if the Balchayiv will take it to Yukhelukame. So since he already indicated his willingness to part with the Sodiborias, so Mele he cannot say, I want to keep the Ziborias for himself, because he's contradicting himself. He already said that he's willing to give him the Sodi Ziburiyas at the future price. Masha'in Kain, if he didn't indicate that he is ready to give it up at the price of Yukadu Kamei, so then the Levi can say, no, I want to keep the Ziburiyas for himself. So then the Kachi is from Zed Gimore, Rotzom Izege, the Rotzom Izege, so Mele, the Rosh is forced to come to the conclusion that there is a special aloche of the counter Shibudi. Masha'in Kain, according to Rashi, Rashi does not agree with that. With that longness of the Rosh, that the Levi, that the Malve cannot demand Ziburiyas from the Levi, unless the Levi already indicated his readiness, his willingness to part with the Ziburiyas at the price of Yukel Kamei. So Mehechatei say we should mechadish such a new aloche, such a chidesh. So the Yam Shleime says that Bivadai, according to Rashi, if Shimon so sold the bitterness and the Ziburiyas to the Levi, to the Kiyah Sheni, and Shimon remained only with the Idyas, so then the Baal Chayiv cannot say Rotzem Izegeve, Rotzem Izegeve. If the Baal Chayiv wants to collect the Idyas from Shimon, he can do so. No, because Shimon can tell him, you're not entitled to Idyas. It's only in the case where Shimon has the Idyas and the Ziburiyas in his possession. So then, if the Baal Chayiv wants to collect the Ziburiyas from Shimon, he's entitled to do so. Why? Because any Baal Chayiv, a Baal Chayiv in general, is able, has the keach, is entitled to collect Ziburiyas. And the Levi cannot tell him, I want to keep the Ziburiyas for myself. So this is what Yom Shashlima says to Rashi. But the astounding thing is that Rashi in Ksuvis, Daf Tzadik Veis, Rashi in Ksuvis, Daf Tzadik Veis, says explicitly like the Rosh, that even in the case where Shimon bought all the three sodis from Reuben, Idyas, Beinanes, Ziburiyas, then Shimon sold the Beinanes and Ziburiyas to Levi, and he retained the Idyas. So if the Baal Chayiv wants to collect the sodi, so you say, Rotzom Izegeve, Rotzom Izegeve, if he wants to collect the sodi Idyas from Shimon, he can do so. So we see that Rashi agrees with this shita of the Rosh. That does not mean that Rashi agrees with the other shita of the Rosh, where the Rosh is chelik and teisves, that the Rosh says that in general a Baal Chayiv cannot demand Ziburiyas, because the Levi can tell the Baal Chayiv, no, you want Ziburiyas Tveipote, I also want to keep the Ziburiyas Tveipote for myself. So there is no raya that Rashi agrees with that shita of the Rosh also. For that there is no raya. But there is, Rashi says explicitly, in Ksuvis Daf Tzadik Beis, Rotzom Izegeve, if he wants to be gave it from Shimon, the Idyas, in case where Shimon sold the Beinanes and the Ziburiyas to Levi, and he retained the Idyas for himself, so Rotzom Izegeve, he can be gave it from Shimon, the Idyas. So we see that Rashi agrees with the Lomdes of Vicharto Shibudi. So why does the Yam Shleime Masik? So it's a matter of fact, the Nachlas Lavit mentions Rashi Shita in Ksuvis. So it's possible some say that the Yam Shleime did not have that girsa in the Rashi, because the other texts were in Ksuvis, Daf Tzadik Veis, where Rashi doesn't say that. So it's mistaber that the Yamsha Shleime did not have the same Girsa that we have Rashi Ksubis. But you turn to the Gemara in Ksubis, the same Gemara. Ruvin Shemoha, after the grace of Dalai. Omar Rabbi, here it says Omar Rabbi, here we say Omar Rabbi. All right. Omar Rabbi. Omar Rabbi, Ruvin Shemoha calls the days of Rishime. Because Hashim and Umocha, so the Achas Lelevi, they also Valchiv the Ruvin, Rotzom Mizegev, Rotzom Mizegev. The way I'm on the Zabne Beden is, I'm on the Zabne Beden is, the boy is, what's on the way, Roch et Halch, who's been out of the Chaziloch, who paid, and it's not the way I'm on, we shall have been in the Kavos, Abel shall have been in the Kavos, what's on the way, he knocked the Roch Mokke with his men. Let's see the Rashi. So, two Rashis that we have to be Midai. Kol Sateison, Bishtar Echot, the Bishnei Shtores and gave him Levi. Elohim can lokach mishimei, Eisei shall lokach meruvein v'achreino. The Motze Omalei, he niach loch shimei, mokim ligli simenu, ki shall lokach azu, ve'ein zu bishibudoch, the nifroim chosim shibodim mokim sheyesh to chosim lechel. So Rashi says that this is reference to the case where is mocha also deis of bishtarech. In other words, that Ruvein is the Levi, so he had three sodings, Itias, Beines, and Boyes. So in one shtar, he sold all the three sodings to Shimon. All three Shimon. And then Shimon sold the sode to Levi. So he says, the Bishnei Shtores, because in the case where Ruvein sold the sodings to Shimon, different stories, and gave him Levi. So then the Balchayiv cannot be given Levi. Elim ki lokach mi Shimon, if the sode that Levi has in his possession happens to be the sode, when Rabbi says here, chotz mizegev, he can be given from Levi. So what does it mean if Levi has in his possession the sode benefits? So if it's b'shtei stories, so then he can be given from Levi, the Sode Beinanes, only if the Sode Beinanes happens to be the last Sode that Ruvain sold to Shimon. So, Elim ki lokach mi Shimon, eise shalokach mi Ruvain ba'achreinu. Why? But if the Sode Beinanes happens not to be the Sode sold ba'achreinu, then the Balchayiv cannot be collect from Levi the Sode Beinanes. Why? The Motzo Omalei, he niach loch Shimon, Mokim Ligvei Simenu, Kishaloka Hazu, Vein Zubi Shibudoch, the Nifroim, the Hosim Shibodim, be Mokim Sheyish, the Hosim Lechem. Hosim Lechem. So let's see what Tesu says on this Rashi. Pierre de Contres, Bishtarechot, Tesu is excellent. The Bishnei Shtores, we are given Rots of Mizegi, the Rots of Mizegi, Mishmi Yochim Ligvei Belevi, Elohim Kain Lokach Mishimen, Eitzei Shekono Bachreino Merubin. The lokach achas beison shall be achreino. Loigove balchein. In other words, if the sode beinanes that Levi has in his possession, that Levi bought from Shimon, was one of the sodeis that Ruvain sold to Shimon, that is sold to Shimon before the last sode was sold to Shimon. Loigove balchein Levi. That's what Rashi says. So Teisa says, who is Rabbi? It might be. Some say that when Teisa says Rabbi, Stam, Rabbi, it means the Rebbe. Whoever it is, it was one of the Rishayim. So Rabbi, so Yisrael can Rashi. The Motze Shimon, the Rebbe, let's say it's the Rebbe. The Rebbe Yisrael can Rashi. The Motze Shimon Mimalei, my time on Rabbonon in Yifroim Chosim Shibodim, Bimokim Shish Nichosim Nechirim, Bafim in Zibuyez, Misha Kolimiki Achishin, Ano Bahta Kante, Luinichal Yikidro, Vebifirikam with Murkame, Hilkach, Motze Liforim, the Shnei Stories of Yeser, Pi Rabbi. So the Ri is Chelikam Rashi. So he says, how can Rashi say that if it's in the case of different stories, where Ruvain sold, let's say, the three sodes, the idiots, Reuven is a lady. He had three sons. So he sold to Shimon, but with three different stories. Let's say on Sunday he sold the Zipporis. On Sunday Reuven sold to Shimon the Zipporis. On Monday Reuven sold the Sodei Beinus to Shimon. On Tuesday he sold the Sodei Idias to Shimon. On Tuesday. So which Sodei was the Sodei that was sold by Chayino Idias? Idias. Then on Wednesday, so Shimon sold the Sodei Beinus. The Sodei Beinus to Levi. So the Sodei Beinus and the Zibuyas to Levi. On Wednesday, so Shimon sold the Sodei Beinus and the Zibuyas to Levi. Now it's Thursday, and the Balchayim wants to collect. So in such a case, if the Baal Chayim will come to Levi, let's say on Thursday, and will say to him, "You Levi, you have two Sodeis that originally belong to my Levi. You have the Zibuyas and the Beinus. I'm entitled to collect from the Beinus." So then Levi can say to the Baal Chayim of Reuven, he can say, "No, you cannot collect the Sodei Beinus from Levi, because when Reuven sold to Shimon the Sodei Beinus, so he retained with Reuven the Levi. When he sold the Sodei Beinus to Shimon, and Reuven the Levi sold the Sodei Beinus to Shimon, so he still retained the Sodei Idias in his possession. So in the Froin, Mechosim Shibon Mokshim is Mechelim. So in other words, your rights are to be applied against the Sodei Idias. That was the Sodei that was sold by Achreino. Because only on Tuesday Reuven sold the Sodei Idias to Shimon. So you collected from the Idias. This is what Rashi says. So the Ri says, Yisrael Kam Rashi. He says, from the Gemara in Bor Kame, it's Mashma. that in such a case he can say Yev Shimtakon Eschachomim, since Shimon could say Yev Shimtakon Eschachomim, so Mamoch Avish L'Sheni Kol Zchus Shetov L'Yodei. So suppose it had been in the possession of Shimon, Shimon could tell, suppose Shimon had been in the possession of all the three Sodeis originally, when Shimon was still in the possession of all the three Sodeis, and then Levi, the Baal Chayim would come to Shimon and would like to collect from the Idias. So what would he say? So in other words, so then he would be able to say, Yef Shim Takones Chachomim. That's the Gemara. Pshite mo chalikei arbeinis viziboyes. Vishiyar Idias lefonov, leisikule b'levim Idias, b'achim. Avu mochar Idias, vishiyar beinis viziboyes, mai. So Rabbi Levi Rossi Kuli Gov Medias, Omale Hove, in other words, Abaye, he wanted to say, like Rashi is saying, but Omale Hove, Mamo Harishin Lisheni, Koschusha Tobel Yode, Vichilu Di Rossi Gabrike Achishin, Mozabu and Benin Rizibuyes, Vavo Peter Hizabne Benin Rizibuyes, Akati is the Hilin Abbe, and the Freud Hosh Bolik Manik Hilin, Mozomale Lunika by the Kante, Vikashin, Name Mozomale. Gove beinu vizibuyes de chizovim lekeach sheini adayte de cholsutze de havel rishim begabosavim. So that's in the case of mocharidies and vishia beinu vizibuyes. But in the case of mochar lekeach beinu vizibuyes vishia ridies lifanov and vishia idies lifanov, so in that case so leise kule v'ligam idies. So the question is against the Ri. How is the Ri? How is the Ri? And he says, that even if it was sold b'shnei shtaris, so still it's chosam izegive. So the malchi can be given the sodei beinus from Levi. That's what Rashi says. No, Rashi says no, because if the sodei beinus is not the sodei achreino, so then Levi could tell the malchi, you go to Shimon and you collect from Shimon, from the Soda Achreino, the Soda that was sold less. The Soda less, that's what Rashi says. So, the Gemore of Pshite Moch HaLikei HaBeinu Lezeburiyem Shiyarides Lufonov is mamish like Rashi. So what does this, the Rii is Chelik HaRashi. And he says, no, that Levi, even if the Sode Idias is Lifono, so then, he cannot say, and even though the Idias is Mocha Bachayno, and here the Gemara of Pshite Mocha Lekei Abeinu Zibuye Shiyas Lifono has reference to the case where the Sode Idias is Mocha Bachayno. So, still the Gemara says, Leise Kulev Ligrem Idias. But let him say, Yev Shivit HaKones Chachomim. So apparently he can't say Yev Shivit HaKones Chachomim. So it's Gemara Miforeshes, like Rashi, not like the Ri. So what is the machlekes between Rashi and the Ri? Now, we mentioned last time that the Rav Amiri has the Kashi on this Gemara. Daf Ches on the base. Pshite Mocha Lekei HaBeinu Zibuyes, Vishir Yis Lefonoch, Reise Kulem.